This is the Intuition Sessions. You're listening to Session 4. What is intuition? Call it a hunch, a gut response. You receive an impression, an idea, opinion, or feeling about something or someone without necessarily having consciously thought about it or on the basis of little or no evidence. So you guess or feel that something is off. That's a hunch. You feel something or react based on an instinctive emotional response. Intuition is partly about instinctively knowing and understanding something without conscious reasoning and knowledge, but it's actually very much a utilization of information hidden below the conscious level in your subconscious. You're reading, even if you're not consciously aware of doing so. Behaviors, attitudes, demeanors, and situations, as well as picking up information that maybe other people aren't feeling and perceiving, but might nonetheless be true. Your intuition tries to connect you with your needs and values, so your preferences, principles, and priorities. It accesses past experiences and knowledge you may not be consciously aware is related to the situation. It reads the situation, so your emotions, your surroundings, what someone is saying slash doing or not saying or doing. Remember that you have a hell of a lot of things on file in your subconscious, and there's absolutely no need for you to access all of it all the time. Like a computer, it would tax your resources to have every single file open and in use. It's critical to remember this because you won't set you up with unrealistic expectations of knowing everything. There's also resonance. This is when something evokes a response within us that connects us with something we'd forgotten we already knew about ourselves or life. It resonates because although it seems like new information, we know it to be true. We sense it to be true. Your intuition works in tandem with your inner voice, trying to cut through the chatter and external noise. If you think of your intuition as the software in your GPS system, your inner voice is the equivalent of the person given directions and information. It's at the head of the table, but your ego and fear's many disguises keep talking over it when you are not consistently trying to be more you and basically be in charge. Have you heard a faint voice trying to object to your inner critic or trying to steer you away from danger or trying to tell you what you truly want, need, expect, feel, and think? That's your inner voice. Ever had a calm thought, a message pop into your head, and you're almost wondering where it came from? Yep, also your inner voice. If you've ever heard a voice from within that you almost look around to see if someone else is there, yep, that's your inner voice too. Intuition is based on the truth of who you are and who you can be if fear and your ego, something we'll dive deeper into in the next session, are not allowed to dominate. It takes a bigger picture view without trying to predict your future. Intuition takes all of the data that it has on file and lets you know what is or isn't in alignment with your values. It will always try to communicate with you about anything pertaining to big life decisions. It isn't trying to communicate with you about every little itty-bitty step you take. This means that the more actions you choose from a place of being conscious, aware, and present, from being intentional, is the better the information that comes through. Intuition is only concerned with what is. That's what it will communicate with you about. It quite simply doesn't care about the same things that the fear and ego do. Fear and ego will peddle. They're trying to destroy me. Who the hell do they think they are? I am special. Your intuition is like, so anyway. Fear and ego will go, I'll never recover. They will ride off into the sunset and be happier before me, even though they don't deserve to be, and I'm the only one who's the victim. Your intuition says, you're fine. You will be okay. Your intuition is unconcerned with trying to control the uncontrollable. It is only concerned with your actions and feelings. If you pay attention to irrational fear and feed it with responses that appear to support it, you will be rewarded with more fear. Your intuition will try to keep alerting you through discomfort and pain from the choices you're making as a result of ignoring your needs and values. Your intuition is calm, compassionate, centered, steady. It is neutral, so it is not invested in forcing you to take up a view. It is not black and white. It is unconcerned with the past or future. It doesn't create a highly emotional or physical response, so it doesn't destabilize you. It never shames or criticizes you. It doesn't engage in emotional blackmail. It won't always tell you what you want to hear, but it is always on your side. Listening to your intuition helps you respond to your emotional needs and to become more of who you really are by living in line with your values. The more you trust your intuition and learn from the times when you don't, is the happier, authentic, and fulfilled you will be. This means that you have to follow through on your hunches, or at the very least be open to receiving more information, and then tweak and refine as you take each step. Each step provides you with more intuition.